This is Akashwani News, read by Ashok Ojha. An all-party meeting convened by the government ahead of the budget session of Parliament is underway in Delhi. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal, J.P. Nadda, Chirag Paswan, Ramdas Athavale and Congress leader Jairam Ramesh, NCP leader Praful Patel, DMK leaders T.R. Balu and Tiruchi Siva, Sanjay Singh of Aam Aadmi Party and AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi are among those who are attending the meeting. The budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow, and on Tuesday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi at 7 p.m. today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time, which will continue till the 31st of this month. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to world heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. During this meeting, proposals for nominating new sites on the World Heritage List, state of conservation reports of 124 existing World Heritage properties, international assistance and utilization of World Heritage funds, among others, will be discussed. In Uttarakhand, three pilgrims were killed while five others were injured when they were hit by a landslide near Chidwasa on the Kedarnath Yatra route in Rudraprayag district this morning. Of the deceased, two were from Maharashtra and one was a local resident. All the devotees were en route from Gaurikund to Kedarnath. In Kerala, Nipah virus has been confirmed in a 14-year-old boy from Malappuram district. Kerala Health Minister Veena George said the test conducted at the National Institute of Virology, Pune, has returned positive. Tests conducted in two laboratories in Kerala also turned positive. The child is currently undergoing treatment at Medical College Hospital in Kozhikode. Indian Embassy in Laos has rescued 13 Indians from cyber scamming centers in Laos and ensured their safe return to India. In a social media post, the embassy said it has rescued 518 Indians so far. The embassy thanked Lao authorities for their cooperation in the matter. In Nepal, KP Sharma Oli government will seek vote of confidence in the House of Representatives today. As per Nepalese constitution, newly appointed Prime Minister should take trust of vote in Parliament within 30 days of the appointment. The 72-year-old veteran communist leader was sworn in on Monday as the Prime Minister for the first time. The Employees Provident Fund Organization EPFO has added 19.50 lakh net members in the month of May this year. The addition during the month is the highest since the first payroll data was issued in April 2018. Ministry of Labour and Employment in a statement said that the data indicates that around 9.85 lakh new members have enrolled during May 2024. Guru Purnima is being celebrated today. It falls on the full moon day of Ashadh month. On this day, people express gratitude to teachers and spiritual mentors who guided and shaped their lives with their wisdom and blessings. This day is also called Veda Vyas Purnima to commemorate the birth anniversary of sage Veda Vyas. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will take on UAE in a crucial Group A match at Ranagiddi Dambulla International Stadium in Sri Lanka today. A victory for India in this match would secure them a spot in the semi-finals, making it one step closer to defending their title. The match will start at 2 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Yesterday, the host Sri Lanka defeated Bangladesh by 7 wickets. In tennis, Swedish Open French duo of Grégoire Jacques and Manuel Guinard will face Brazilian pair of Orlando Luz and Rafael Matos in men's doubles finals in Bastad today. The match is scheduled at 3 p.m. IST. And that's the